Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Nick Orbovich, who is the Artistic Director and Founder of the Michigan City Chamber Music Festival. And welcome back, Nick.
John, thank you so much for having me again.
Sure. Once a year,
that's right.
you get to be on Eye on the Arts to tell us about the Michigan City Chamber Music Festival, it's like a week-long festival of chamber music.
That's correct. It's 9 days long, and offer eight different programs featuring Grammy-nominated and Gramophone Magazine Award of the Year winners for free.
Wow. So, and where do you perform the concerts?
Just about all of them are at First Presbyterian Church in Michigan City, Indiana. Mm-hmm. We have one children's concert that's at the Michigan City Public Library.
Oh.
So all of that is on our web page, mccmf.org.
Okay, so. Good. And you have have you had a special theme every year?
We do. And I didn't intend it that way, but every year it seems like we have had that.
And your theme this year is Witness, Legacy, and Triumph.
That's correct. And it's kind of a salute to the triumph of the human spirit over difficult times. Mm-hmm. And it might seem a bit enigmatic when you first read that. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of inspired to it a couple different ways. One, the tumult of our own modern times in our own nation right now. You know, there seems to be more divisive talk. Mm-hmm. I was reading Dmitri Shostakovich, the great Russian composer, his memoirs, Testimony, and saw what tyranny he had gone through himself and his whole family. His wife was Jewish, and she suffered greatly. And his music really directly reflects, you know, that struggle. Mm-hmm. And I was honored to hear Rabbi Reni Dickman at Sinai Temple in Michigan City give a Rosh Hashanah sermon just last year. And she mentioned how we are living in historic times and how will history books remember these times, mm-hmm. and that it is up to us. You know, we can, you know, make a positive impact here. And being a musician, you know, I'm not a social worker, you know, I'm not a politician, you know, what can we do? You know, I doubt music itself, a single note of music, a single piece can, you know, cure societal ills, you know, but music and art, they are public forums. You know, they are a way to make a statement, you know. And this year's festival is kind of dedicated to that. You know, we have a night where we're almost all music of Johann Sebastian Bach, and we call that night Faith, because mm-hmm. Johann Sebastian Bach was a man of great Christian faith, you mm-hmm. know, and he dedicated all his music to that. We have a night called Forgiveness, where I have music of Brahms. I had a teacher who told me he thought Bach was faith, he thought Brahms was forgiveness. Mm. And so I think we all need a night of forgiveness, mm-hmm. you know, in our lives. One night we do dedicate to Shostakovich, and we're calling that Witness, mm-hmm. as just witness to tragedy. And the final concert, we're doing two great vocal works with instrumentals. Vaughn Williams's On Wenlock Edge, which is based on poetry of A.B.E. Housman, mm-hmm. and just about tragic events in his life with a tenor and a piano quintet. And then we're ending with a children's choir at the end of the festival. That day is called Hope.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hope through the children's voices, yes. And I'm looking forward to the festival and, in a way, kind of looking forward even to 2020, not to get too far ahead. Mm-hmm. That's Beethoven's 250th anniversary of his birth. Mm-hmm. And Beethoven, of course, was the voice of opposition to Napoleonic tyranny. So we're kind of setting up a two-year plan here, if you will.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, John. And it's an emotionally difficult program, you know, that we're doing this year. But the music is exciting and uplifting. It's not a downer, mm-hmm. as perhaps the title might imply.
How many performers, other than the vocalists, how many musicians are involved with the festival?
Total this year, I believe I counted 13. Mm-hmm. We have a number that are helping out with the Baroque because you need a continuo there, you know, mm-hmm. and we have a clarinetist and Nancy Ambrose King, the great oboist from University of Michigan, mm-hmm. the professor there. So we have some woodwinds also, and two excellent pianists that are helping us out. So,
well, it sounds like, as if you've certainly put a great deal of thought into this year's festival and the
yes.
musical selections.
Yes, thank you.
And I wish you a great deal of luck, and I hope you get big audiences.
I do too, and thank you very much for your good wishes.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.